coast to coast on the World Wide Web. This is Trot Radio on standardbredcanada.ca. Norm Borg with you as we continue to update our members on what is going on with this government. If I got a nickel for every rumor I heard, if I got a nickel for every time I felt high as a kite and then lower than a trough, I'd be rich right now, and I wouldn't need to talk to the lady on the other end of my line, Sue Leslie, who is the president of ORI. It's always good to talk to you anyway, Sue. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Norman. I can tell you my sentiments are the same as yours.
Yeah, it's just been so emotionally trying. Let's deal with what is on our plate now. It's almost like a whirlwind buffet. None of it's good most of the time, and we just keep getting things shoved onto our plate. What is ORI doing right now in terms of discussions with the government? What direction are you trying to concentrate your efforts?
Well, there's no doubt that our concentration now is on trying to move along the integration. And like everything else we've done with the government, it's been extremely slow. As you know, we got a commitment from Wynne very early in March that she was going to engage ORI in an integration plan. And there's been very, very little conversation about it. The last 4 weeks, every week, I'm assured that the negotiations or conversations with respect to that are imminent. But we sit here on April the 15th, and it's supposed to be this week now, but we're Tuesday, and I haven't had a call yet to say they're ready to go. So.
Well, it seems to be pro forma.
We're working very hard with the NDP and the PC to make sure that our issue, the horse racing and breeding issue, is on their list of asks. And, you know, it's hard, Norm. We're up against big unions who have a tremendous amount of, maybe for lack of a better word, control over politicians in all three parties. We haven't traditionally been an industry that is noted for voting NDP.
Yeah.
So TRAS, as you know, has done a tremendous job on behalf of the industry, mm-hmm. as has Monty McNaughton.
You're talking about Taras Natyshak, of course, the NDP MPP for Essex, I believe.
Yes, done a terrific job.
Mm-hmm.
Monty McNaughton on the PC side have done a terrific job. The problem is we're not happy with what the leadership of those two parties are saying.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working very hard to try and convince them that our issue is worthy of being on their ask list, that, you know, they'll bring the government down.
I'm getting the feeling that Andrea Horvath is just a female version of the former federal liberal leader Stéphane Dion in terms of all the prevaricating around whether or not they're going to bring the government down or not.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, there's been some disappointments around Andrea. I have met with her personally, and she's assured me that this is a very important issue to them. But the question is it important enough to bring a government down over? And that's where I have grave concerns. I'm happy to see she has been standing up in the legislature, you know, speaking about the jobs and the need to stop the OLG modernization plan until the horse racing file gets dealt with. All those things are good. But what we need is we need her to say, look, either straighten the horse racing file out or we're not voting for the budget. And we don't have her there yet, but we're working hard, but we're not there yet.
This leads me to my next question, and it has to do with the fact that the Auditor General, it would appear, will be looking into the modernization plan of OLG and whether or not there were shortcuts, to say the least, taken in many of the procedural matters. What happens if the Auditor General says the government erred in its decision, for example, to scrap the SART program? What happens then?
Well, you know, you would have to hope that that means Premier Wynne would take immediate action. It's going to be very difficult, from all the facts I have, Norm, for the Auditor General to be able to support the decision of the McGuinty government. We're confident there was no economic studies done, there was no cost evaluations done, there was no economic evaluation done of what horse racing and breeding brings to Ontario. We believe this was just an arbitrary decision encouraged by the OLG, who wanted 100% of the gaming dollars in the province, and it was done without any regard to the effect on individual citizens, on the horse racing industry, or on the economics of Ontario.
Will the Auditor General be able to investigate some of the quote-unquote coincidences that took place in the weeks leading up to the government decision to cancel SARP, Things like, oh, I don't know, a certain guy buying up bingo halls at the same time. Does the Auditor General have an ability to look into that and say, no, I'm not
there? Well, that isn't really what the motion asked him to do, but there was an amendment offered to the motion, which ended in a tie, and therefore the motion didn't pass. I'm hopeful, again, through channels that we're working, that a different amendment might be offered to that, which would then encourage him to go down the road of conflicts of interest and all that type of thing. That may be that it surfaces on its own anyway, but we certainly would like to be assured that someone's had a look at it to make sure that this has been done in a professional way without personal gain or conflicts.
What's the end game here? I mean, if those skeletons, and they could be very big skeletons, get unearthed, are we looking at perhaps down the road, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so I'll suggest it, are we looking at a criminal investigation?
Well, you know what, Norm, I'm not a lawyer. I really don't want to speculate on that, to be honest with you. But first of all, you have to uncover whether the government acted in good faith and did their proper research and the proper economic studies to make a decision that was going to affect, you know, 55,000 plus jobs and huge economic activity in rural Ontario. Either they did it or they didn't. And if they didn't, shame on them. And then I guess Premier Wynne is going to have to make a decision based on the recommendations of the Auditor General on how to correct.
Have you had any indication when this audit will start, how long it'll take?
I'm told it was going to start within 2 weeks.
Yeah,
so
well,
I would say
nice.
Next week it should start.
Okay.
And I would encourage anyone in the industry that has information that they believe legitimate, not rumors, but legitimate information that they believe should be in the hands of the Auditor General to get a hold of his office and provide it.
Let me also ask you whether or not the fact that the current Auditor General, Jim McCarter, is that not his name?
Yes.
The fact that
it's going to be a new one appointed.
Going to be a new one appointed. I mean, doesn't this just slow down the process even more?
Well, it's a concern, for sure. We're doing, you know, and our PR firm is working with that office to make sure that continuity and the facts and the information that's getting forwarded passes from one hand to the next. But it is a concern, Norm. I think we'll be okay. We would rather that wasn't happening, but again, just a bit of bad timing, and we're just going to have to deal with it as best we can.
Well, we haven't lost the fight, and the fight hasn't left us, that's for sure, and we do have the support of parties of members opposite. So, I mean, look, the slot money's done now, but do you think, for example, is it gone for good, do you think? A lot of Oriah's messaging talks about the fact that it was a great program. Any chance that, you know, throughout all this occurring, that maybe SARP could return?
I personally don't think it'll return, Norm, particularly in the form that it was.
Mm-hmm.
There may be, I'm hopeful that there may be some form of slot revenue sharing at some racetracks, but I would doubt very much that there's going to be an industry program called Slots at Racetracks going forward.
Even though there are slots at racetracks.
At racetracks.
And
what a crime that these beautiful tracks we have all across Ontario, some of them are in jeopardy of actually running slots and no horse racing.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
Isn't it?
You're a tough cookie, kid. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, Norm.
Bye-bye now.
Bye for now.